y'all. A historic personality from our scene just departed in San Francisco, I believe. And we'd like to dedicate this performance to him. He was a great inspiration to everyone who grew up in that. And Michael has a couple of words to say. Hello, Michael.
Thank you. Thank you, neighbors. Bear with me. My throat is gone. I've spoken to thousands of people, so bear with me. I think the best thing for me to do is read the obituary in the New York Times, because that's pretty concise, and I'll say one or two other things after that. Chet was my best friend for a number of years, and it didn't matter who you were. When you met Chet Helms, you knew that you had a best friend. So I'll read this obituary. I want to say a couple of things first. A lot of people don't know who Chet Helms was and what he did. Chet Helms put on the Summer of Love. He put on the BN. He was the first person to put on the Grateful Dead, Quicksilver, Janis Joplin, Big Brother. You name it, any of the bands that you love and appreciate, he was the first person to put them on. He opened the Fillmore, and Bill Graham came in as a partner, and then he left that and opened the Avalon. He put on the first shows at Winterland with the Grateful Dead. He was the first person to have sound monitors on stage so musicians could hear what they were playing for you. First person to have house sound, house lights, and psychedelic lights. And all that you can read about. Please go to familydog.com. Since I said that all at the beginning, I'll read the obituary from the New York Times real quick. Chet Helms, known as the father of the Summer of Love and the rock promoter of what Janis Joplin to San Francisco, died here on Saturday, last Saturday. He was 62. The cause was complications from a stroke. Mr. Helms was the founder and manager of Big Brother and the holding company with Janis Joplin and as its legendary lead singer. He helped stage free concerts in the Human BN and Summer of Love in Golden Gate Park, which became the backdrop for the Summer of Love in San Francisco in 1967. He was the first producer of psychedelic light shows at the Fillmore and the Avalon Ballroom, and was instrumental in helping develop bands delivering the San Francisco sound. And actually, I'm going to cut this short so I don't delay the musicians in your joy. I'm going to read you this quote, which was misattributed to Barry Melton, but it was actually Mickey Hart that said this. Without Chet, there would be no Grateful Dead, no Big Brother in the holding company, no Jefferson Airplane, no Country Joe and the Fish, no Quicksilver, and no 100 other bands that you love. He wasn't just a promoter, he was a supporter of music and art. He supported people emotionally, psychologically, and physically. He made the scene what it was. And now it's up to us to make the scene what it is. Please go to familydog.com when you get home. One last thing, by the way. We had already planned the benefit for Chet, and Mickey Hart and Bob Weir insisted that we do the benefit. That will be July 29th at the Great American Music Hall. Tickets go on sale on Tuesday with Sammy Hagar and the Flying Other Brothers. If you want to go to that, I seriously suggest you get tickets Tuesday morning. It will sell out really quickly. There are a number of other benefits with major bands that will help to pay to do the Summer of Love again in Golden Gate Park. We're in the middle of negotiations with the city and county of San Francisco. So go to familydog.com and keep yourselves informed. Thank you, neighbors. Thank you for your support. I know Chet's up there smiling. Namaste.